The Prime Minister's flying to Japan this morning for his first overseas visit since the coronavirus pandemic started. Defence, Japan's 2050 carbon neutral commitment and how Australian hydrogen could help with that program are all up for discussion. It's happening at a time when relations with China are at rock bottom. The regional unpredictability is bringing Japan and Australia together with plans to strengthen economic and defence ties, yet it's not clear if a long-negotiated key military cooperation deal will be signed on this trip. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
To much fanfare over the last few months, several Australian ministers have been here in Tokyo, a major commitment in the middle of a pandemic. Now it's Prime Minister Scott Morrison's turn, and he'll be the first world leader to be hosted by Japan's new leader, Yoshihide Suga. Donna Weeks is a professor at Musashino University in Tokyo, where she teaches Japanese politics.
We had Foreign Minister Maurice Payne come and visit as part of the Quad talks. That was followed up very quickly with the Defence Minister Reynolds coming to visit. And so I think these are some significant steps in the relationship very early in Suga's new Prime Ministership.
Over the last few years, the defence relationship between Japan and Australia has only grown stronger with bilateral air combat exercises as well as naval exercises in the South China Sea. But a sticking point has been a document known as the Reciprocal Access Agreement, which sets out the legal and administrative framework for the Australian Defence Force to operate in and around Japan, and the same for Japan's Self-Defence Force in Australia. Talks on the deal have been stalled over the condition of Australian troops being subject to the death penalty in Japan. The Japan-US Status of Forces Agreement, a similar document implemented after World War II, has been a historical source of tension between the two close allies, according to Carnegie Endowment senior fellow James Schoaf.
Plenty of cases of crimes that were committed where suspects were not handed over within X number of days. In some cases, you know, never handed over. We'll take care of it. Don't you worry. Kind of thing, and real public political dissatisfaction in Japan with the way that is.
Despite the political sensitivities, the ABC understands there is broad agreement on the text, subject to any last-minute legal changes, but it may not be signed today. It's also not clear whether Australian troops would in fact be subject to the death penalty if they were acting outside of their official duties. Japanese media have reported the document says they would be tried under Japanese law. Negotiations for a travel bubble between Australia and Japan are being complicated with fears of a third wave of coronavirus cases in the country amid record numbers of infections over the last week. Irrespective of what comes out of this visit, the significance of an in-person trip shows just how important the relationship is to the Australian government in this time of great global uncertainty. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo, reporting for AM.